Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. This week, instead of my usual historical exploration of the great music from the American Songbook, my focus will be on something a little more recent, some new music. I'll be taking a look at some new releases in the world of vocal jazz and traditional pop. It's something I like to do about every 6 months or so on the show, just to stay current on what's happening. Coming up, we'll hear from some new records by folks like Gregory Porter, Nora Jones, Tierney Sutton, and more. It's a look at some recent releases for the first half of 2019. Coming up next on Afterglow.
Better be good, huh? Smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie. And they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa.
Singer Gregory Porter performing live at London's Royal Albert Hall in April of last year with the song Mona Lisa, a song originally sung by Nat King Cole in 1950. That comes from Porter's live album released in November of last year, featuring mostly tracks from his earlier album, which was a tribute to the songs of Nat King Cole, called Nat King Cole and Me. Here's a fun fact. Way back in 1950, Nat King Cole himself had traveled to London to perform his new hit song, Mona Lisa. But at the time, the London audiences were mostly unimpressed. Not so for Gregory Porter. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm looking at some new releases in the world of vocal jazz and traditional pop. And coming up, we'll hear from some new recordings from Catherine Russell, Tierney Sutton, and more. But to kick things off, let's turn to a very familiar voice, Nora Jones. Jones's 2016 album called Daybreaks was a return to form of sorts, recreating the easygoing jazz sound that made her famous way back in 2002. This year, she has a new album called Begin Again, which has a similar kind of groove to Daybreaks. The album is only 7 songs long, so she's been referring to it as a compilation of singles, rather than a unified album. Begin Again consists of all original material that Jones has been working on for some time. The heart of her sound is still there, but she experiments with different styles on the album, including soul, lo-fi hip-hop, R&B, and even folk. Jeff Tweedy of the band Wilco was even a collaborator on parts of the album. I'll play one of her soulful tracks from this album. This is Nora Jones with her original song, It Was You, on Afterglow.
Fall like crumbling rocks.
Sarah Jones with her original song, It Was You. That comes from her latest album of originals called Begin Again. Speaking of Norah Jones, let's hear another song performed by her, but from a different new album this year. A few months ago, a live tribute album to Joni Mitchell was released, called Joni at 75, celebrating the influential songwriter's 75th birthday. Joni's music has always blurred the lines of genre. It's folk, it's pop, it's jazz, it's experimental. As a result, this live tribute to Joni features performers from all different parts of the music industry, including Chaka Khan, Glenn Hansard, James Taylor, Brandi Carlile, and Norah Jones. Jones's version of Mitchell's Court and Spark, one of my favorite Joni songs, is probably my favorite song from the album, so I'll play that now. Here's Norah Jones live with Joni Mitchell's Court and Spark on Afterglow.
Love came to my door, the sleeping room, and a madman's soul. He thought for sure I'd see him dancing up a river in the dark, looking for a woman to court and spark. He was playing on the sidewalk, a passing change when something strange happened. Glory train passed through, so he buried the coins he made in People's Park. Went looking for a woman to court and spark. Seemed like he read my mind. He saw me mistrusting him and still acting kind. He saw how I worried sometimes. How I worried sometimes. All the guilty people, he said, they've all seen the stains on the daily bread, on the Christian name. So I cleared myself, I sacrificed my blues, and you could complete me. I'd complete. See, the more he talked to me, you know, the more he reached me, but I couldn't let go of LA, city of the fallen
Joni Mitchell's song Court and Spark from 1974, performed there live at the end of 2018 by Norah Jones. That comes from the live tribute album called Joni at 75, featuring a number of singers paying tribute to Joni Mitchell. 2019 must be the year of Joni Mitchell because there's another new album this year that also pays tribute to the songwriter. Drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. has put together a new project called Songs of Freedom, featuring some powerful songs by Joni Mitchell, Abby Lincoln, and Nina Simone. These three songwriters seem like a natural grouping. All three were heavily influenced by jazz, they wrote about strong feminist themes, and they had a talent that transcended musical boundaries. I'll play one of the Joni Mitchell songs from this album, which features vocals by Alicia Olatuja. This is Alicia Olatuja from the album Songs of Freedom with Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now on Afterglow.
Rolls and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and snow.
Still somehow it's life's illusions. I recall
Another Joni Mitchell song, that was Both Sides Now, performed by singer Alicia Olatuja with drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. That comes from Owens' album called Songs of Freedom, a project featuring songs by Joni Mitchell, Nina Simone, and Abby Lincoln, featuring a number of different vocalists, including Renee Marie and Theo Bleckman. We're looking at some new releases this hour in the world of jazz, and I want to turn to a new album from singer Tierney Sutton and her Tierney Sutton Band. She's one of the only singers that has an actual band working with her, featuring longtime collaborators Christian Jacob on piano, Kevin Axt and Trey Henry on bass, and Ray Brinker on drums. Their new album is called Screenplay, featuring songs from classic American films. Several great songwriters are featured on this album, including Paul Simon, Harold Arlen, Stephen Sondheim, and Henry Mancini. But the songwriters featured most often on the album are the lyricists Alan and Marilyn Bergman, who have written songs for dozens of films and won 2 Academy Awards. About a year and a half ago, I had Tierney Sutton on this show. You can listen back to our conversation on the archives on our website, wfiu.org/afterglow. In that interview, she shared her admiration for the Bergmans' lyrics and discussed her friendship with the pair, who are both in their 90s now. Alan Bergman is even featured performing on a track from this album. I'll feature now a different Alan and Marilyn Bergman song from the album. This is the Tierney Sutton Band, with a song written by Alan and Marilyn Bergman and Michelle Legrand. This is the Academy Award-winning song, The Windmills of Your Mind, on Afterglow.
Around, like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel, like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a cavern to a hollow where the sun has never shone, like a door that keeps revolving in a half-forgotten dream, or the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face, and the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. That jingle in your pocket, words that jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore, leave their footprints in
the sound of distant drumming, just the fingers of your hand, pictures hanging in a hallway, and the fragment of a song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, in the autumn of goodbyes, for a moment you could not recall the color of his eyes. Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning wheel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
The Windmills of Your Mind, the Academy Award-winning song from The Thomas Crown Affair by the late Michel Legrand and lyricists Alan and Marilyn Bergman. That comes from the 2019 album called Screenplay by the Tierney Sutton Band, an album of all classic songs from American cinema. Coming up after a short break, we'll hear from some more new releases from vocal jazz artists. Stay with us. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee. Serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stephen R. Miller, CPA, in downtown Bloomington at Grand Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring some new vocal jazz releases this hour, looking back on some of the best new albums from the past 6 months or so. I want to turn now to a new album from a rising star in the jazz world, a name you might not know, Kiana Linnell. Kiana Linnell is from Louisiana, and she's been slowly making a name for herself in that area for years as a singer and educator. In 2017, Linnell won the Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition, which earned her a recording contract with Concord Records. Her debut album with Concord, titled A Little Love, was released this year, and it's a strong musical statement. Her voice is confident as she slides between jazz and old-school soul, with songs by George Gershwin, Duke Ellington, and even Irma Thomas. I'll play a track from that album now. This is Kiana Linnell with Donny Hathaway's song, Tryin' Times, on Afterglow. Singer Kiana Linnell, the 2017 winner of the Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Vocal Competition with Tryin' Times, a song by Donny Hathaway. That comes from Linnell's debut album for Concord Records called A Little Love. The Sarah Vaughan International Vocal Jazz Competition, known colloquially as the SASSY Awards, takes place every year and has for about 7 years now. Later in the hour, we'll actually hear from the first winner of the competition, French jazz singer Cyril Aimé. But now I want to feature the debut album of the 2015 winner of the competition, singer Ariana Nykroog. Nykroog was just 22 years old when she won the competition in 2015, and 25 years old when she recorded her debut album last year. The album is called Changes. It's perhaps not as strong of a debut as Kiana Linnell's album, but Linnell is a decade older than Nykroog, and she has more life and musical experience to draw from. Nykroog's album is a stripped-down album featuring a number of jazz and pop standards, including a few unexpected songs. The whole thing is centered on her superb interpretation and on the Grammy Award-winning pianist Lauren Hopgood and his excellent accompanying skills. Here's Ariana Nykroog with Al Green's song, Let's Stay Together, on Afterglow.
So in love with you, whatever you want to do is all right with me. Cause you make me feel so brand new. And I want to my life with you. Let me say that since we've been together, loving you forever is what I all I see. Oh,
singer Arianna Nykrug with Al Green's classic tune Let's Stay Together from her debut album called Changes. I'll turn now to two new albums from two legendary singers in the jazz world, Catherine Russell and Mary Stallings. Catherine Russell's latest record is called Alone Together and focuses mostly on music from the first half of the 20th century, music that her father, Louis Russell, might have performed alongside one of his musical partners, Louis Armstrong. And few people know how to perform this music better than Catherine Russell. Mary Stallings, who turns 80 years old later this year, has a new record that pays tribute to some of her favorite songs from the Great American Songbook. Her album is called Songs Were Made to Sing, which is a line taken from the opening of the Alec Wilder tune, While We're Young. We'll hear Stallings perform that song in just a bit, but first, here's Catherine Russell with the old 1920s blues tune, He May Be Your Dog, But He's Wearing My Collar, on Afterglow.
I'm not ashamed to say what's in my heart. I'm not ashamed to say what's in my heart, because I know the best of friends must part. You came to me, you said my dog was yours. You came to me, you said my dog was yours. I'm not ashamed to speak my mind, because he may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. I'm putting you wise. He may be your dog, but it's me. Comes on over here and does his tricks. He may be your dog, but he's wearing my collar. How you gonna keep him home?
Thank you. folks are blessed who make the best of every day. Living by their own philosophy. Everyone beneath the sun must find a way. I have found the only way for me. I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant, but those things run off of my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. A cottage small is all I'm after. Not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter. And the ones you love inside. Some take the high road. I'll take the low road. Free from all care and strife. If you know it sounds corny, sounds seedy, oh yes indeedy. Give me the simple, please make it simple. Simple life.
A 79-year-old Mary Stallings with Alec Wilder's While We're Young. That's from her latest album called Songs We're Made to Sing. Before that, we heard Catherine Russell with the old blues standard, He May Be Your Dog, from Russell's latest record called Alone Together. Our final new release that we'll look at this hour comes from French jazz singer Cyrille Aimé, one of the spunkiest jazz singers around. She has such a lively voice that I love listening to, and her latest record, called Move On, has her taking on the complex melodies and honest lyrics of songwriter Stephen Sondheim. To close off this show, here's Cyrille Aimé with the Sondheim song With So Little to Be Sure Of on Afterglow.
With so little to be sure of, if there's anything at all, if there's anything at all, I'm sure of here and now, and us together, all I'll ever be, I owe you. If there's anything to be, being sure enough of you makes me sure enough of me. Thanks for everything we did, everything that's past, everything that's over too fast. None of it was wasted, all of it will last. Everything that's here and now and us together, it was marvelous to know you. And it's never really through. Crazy business is this life we live in. Can't complain about the time we're given. With so little to be sure of in this world, we have a moment, a marvelous moment. Thanks for everything we did, everything that's past, everything that's over too fast. None of it was wasted, all of it will last. Everything that's here and now and us together, it was marvelous to know you. And it's never really through. Crazy business, this life we live in. Can't complain about the time we're given. With so little to be sure of in this world, we have a moment, a marvelous moment.
Singer Cyril Aimé from her latest record called Move On, a Sondheim adventure. That was the Sondheim song With So Little to Be Sure Of from the musical Anyone Can Whistle. And thanks for joining me for this look at some recent vocal jazz releases on Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espressos, and fair trade organic coffee, serving from downtown at Kirkwood and Grant and on the corner of 3rd and Jordan, online at iHeartSoma.com, and from Stephen R. Miller CPA in downtown Bloomington at Graham Plaza, offering personal and small business income tax preparation and financial reporting, helping clients reach financial goals for over 30 years. 812-332-0557. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.